This episode is brought to you by Eufy Video Lock. Eufy is a smart lock with 2K cam and doorbell that's a 3-in-1 triple security, so you can have everything in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but it's also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. It's got keyless entry, so no more fumbling for the keys when your hands are full. It also has a rechargeable battery that could last around 4 months, and you'll get low battery notifications before it runs out. Passcode unlocking with a remote control with 2K clear sight to see who's at your front door and control from anywhere through the app. And with enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. No monthly fee, unlike other brands that will charge monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and never have to pay for storage. This is the future. This is everything I love about what's happening with doors. In my opinion, this is an absolute no-brainer. I'm telling you right now, this is an absolute no-brainer. We installed them in the house, and it makes, especially when you have a family, it makes life so easy, so secure, so safe, and once again, so easy. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
This is...
Hey guys, welcome to, Hey guys, welcome to Open Tabs. This is the podcast with me, Burke Kreischer, where I go through, I open up my tabs the entire weekend when I'm on the road, and then we close them here on Wednesday. I also do a solo podcast. This week's podcast, why are you doing so fast, Bert? Because people complain. This week's podcast was with Jamie Kilstein. He is a deep dive on the internet. If you are a progressive right and you've never heard of Jamie Kilstein, check him out. If you are a progressive left and you've never heard of Jamie Kilstein, check him out. They call him the fence in politics. He's the fence.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's start off this week with maybe the funniest thing I've seen all fucking week on the internet. And yes, it's my Instagram page. And yes, it's my daughter. But I swear to you, if this doesn't cheer you up a tad bit, then you don't have a fucking soul. Yesterday morning, we're getting in the pool, and they're fresh out of tennis practice. Ooh, sounds like white privilege kids, Bert. They are. She's like, I'm just going to jump in my clothes. I go, Isla, what's it look like if you push yourself in the pool? And this was her impression of her pushing herself in the pool, and it made me laugh my fucking ass off.
What's it look like when you push yourself in?
She went hard. She went hard in the fucking paint. God, I've watched this a million times. God, I watch this. I can watch this over and over again. It's her kick. Her kick. Are you promoting your own child getting thrown in the pool? Yeah. One more time.
What's it look like when you push yourself in?
It's her kick at the end that gets me. She does a kick with her foot that fucking kills me. By the way, I'm going to promote also my buddy Scott Pete has got this web series that he does on his Instagram, and I saw it this morning and it made me giggle so hard. And I reposted it, but I'm sharing with you if you haven't seen it. Scott's an actor. He's a director. He made a movie. I should have Scott on the podcast with John. John Tagg is a guy I did a play with my buddy Croy and this guy Davis, I think.
When did you do a play?
I did a play. I was so bad in a play because I don't listen. And you know me on a podcast. So the whole time everyone's talking, I'm just rehearsing my lines. Like, Scott does this web series on Instagram where he
it's failed auditions, and he obviously scripts them. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, dude, it made me giggle so hard this morning. And this is Scott's the one with the mustache and the and losing his hair, and John's the one with the great head of hair. And they're auditioning for a buddy cop. Just watch it.
Oh, Scott!
There's no bullets.
The other but voice you hear is the director.
Oh, sorry. I'll give it to Janet. Sorry, man. I just figured.
Scott.
Character.
Try one.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. We want to go for one? How tight?
Right, yeah, right there.
Right around here?
Look at this.
Try one.
Character actors.
Get your hands up!
Jesus.
No! God, the other guy says it.
Oh, him!
Yeah.
I thought I was supposed to do that and say Jesus.
It's the Keanu Reeves character.
You're with a gun, too.
I have a gun.
Yeah, you're his partner.
Scott put his hands up if you're not.
Scott,
if you're listening.
John, finish.
Try again.
He's saying more stuff.
Okay. Can we go again?
What do you want me to say, though?
Nothing. Just hang out. Like, yeah, just... Okay. You know,
yeah. Just pick John Pegg's lead.
Okay.
Try again.
Get your hands up! Get on the floor!
No, Scott!
What? I'm sorry.
Get on the floor.
That really good. Are you I just get a kick out of... You know what it is?
Scott.
Oh, shit.
No
what did I just
but
fucking
it's still
do?
A real gun.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's get back in here. I just get a kick out of the director's voice. No, Scott! Wait, how do I get out of this?
Okay. Ready?
What did I just do?
You want to go for one? How tight?
Okay. And then let's get out of that Instagram. Am I fucking screen recording? I better be.
That little circle on top right?
Yeah, it's black. It looks like it is.
Good.
Ari Shaffir wants to fight Chael Sonnen. I'm not sure if that's the headline we're going to go with, but that's the one I'm going to go with. Did anyone see Ari? First of all, serendipitously, I was in like a deep dive of Chael Sonnen this weekend.
Really?
He called out Rogan. I don't know if he really did. I don't know if it's what Chael does. You know, Chael is the best trash talker alive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know Chael's trash talk, I'm going to just play you a little bit. This is him talking about Brazilians. Oh, he's good.
Chael, can he think he's the best heavyweight striker we have in MMA? Is that too much of a compliment?
Well, a lot of people think that Elvis Presley's still alive as well. I don't know that Overeem is an MMA fighter at all. Do you remember when I said he fed the bus a carrot?
I do.
Were you even listening? Is this thing on? Is this on? And then the other one was petting the bus, saying, "Whoa, big fella." He thought it was a horse. And now you're telling me they have computers in Brazil? That's crazy to me. What was your question?
No, I'm sore, tired, under the weather, overtrained.
Chael Sonnen is, if you just go on, you just do it on your time. I could play a whole podcast of Chael Sonnen's, the best of Chael Sonnen. He is fucking hilarious. He really is. And he's smart, and he's a great fighter. And I know Rogan respects him, the fuck out of him. And I know he respects the fuck out of Rogan. Colby Covington, I guess, called out Rogan, said he was going to slap him. I guess I'm not going to say that he was trash talking just to get people to watch a fight, because that's what the beef is about. You know anything about the beef?
Yeah, yeah.
But the best is they start talking about it, and Ari starts Chael Sonnen, which I get a kick out of. They're talking about Chael right now, and they're complimenting him, and then we'll listen to Ari just go south and talk like he knows more jujitsu than he really does.
Say Francis Ngannou is the most terrifying heavyweight contender ever.
Yeah,
I say that because that's what I see. I see him put Alistair Overeem in a fucking orbit.
I can see a side of it. Like, you just talk about the fighting part. That's what you're experts on.
I talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Listen, here's the deal, Chael. Here's what you should understand. You stick to fighting and promoting, and let intelligence leave that here to intelligent people. You're out of your class. Fucking deal with it.
Whoa.
Uneducated. You're a high school dropout, and you know it.
Are you a
You're
heel?
Good at trash talk, and that's it.
I don't think
move
he's
on with your
dropout.
Life. What?
I think he graduated from college.
No, he didn't. He fucking dropped out of high school early, like
what?
Sophomore year.
No.
No, that guy's dumb, bro.
No.
Yeah, Chael Sonnen is dumb.
Are you sure?
That's a great way to, I mean.
It's a great way to get your ass kicked.
It's a great, there's, by the way, there's been a lot of MMA fighters I've wanted to talk shit to. Chael Sonnen's not one of them. Ari must know Chael. He has to.
I
he has
know.
To. Let's just hear it one more time.
Get to your side of it. Like, you just talk about the fighting part. That's what you're experts on.
I talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Listen, here's the deal, Chael. Here's what you should understand. You stick to fighting and promoting and let intelligence leave that here to intelligent people. You're out of your class. Fucking deal with it.
Whoa.
Uneducated. You're a high school dropout and you know it.
Are you a
You're
heel?
Good at trash talk and that's it.
I don't think he's a high school dropout.
What?
I think he dropped out
early. No, he didn't. He fucking dropped out of high school early, like
what?
Sophomore year.
No.
No, that guy's dumb, bro.
No.
Yeah, Chael Sonnen is dumb.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you
talk to him?
Yes.
Dude, he's 2 points above retarded.
Oh.
That's fact. That's fact. You can look that up.
What are the points? What points do you get when you got a real issue?
Like,
what
keep in mind, okay, the line stupid? That they have medically is like, if you are barely retarded, you're still not like really retarded. But
we
like,
should be more politically correct with our use of that word.
Mentally retarded.
Fucking Ari. I wonder what it'll say on Ari's gravestone. I did not give a fuck.
I'm sorry, Chael Sonnen.
No. That I saw that and I like, you know, when you sit up in bed, you're like, wait, what the fuck is Ari saying? Let's leave that there. There's a show I'm obsessed with called Carnival Eats. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, you hate the lighting.
There's a lot I hate about it. I do not hate the host. I have notes for him, obviously. I do not hate the host.
You hate the producers.
By the way, I think I do. There's a lot of shows that I hate the producers of, where I look at the production and I go, "You're too heavy-handed in it." And the note I'd give to the talent, the talent's name is, what's his name? Noah Kapp. Is it Noah Kapp?
Yeah. Noah, Kappe.
Noah Kapp. He's actually a great host, and I'll tell you why. My problem with my hosting was that I always tried to get in the way of things. Like, I always wanted my personality to be the thing you watched. I didn't give a fuck about the TV show or the branding or the content. I was the star. I wanted me to be the star, and it is distracting when you watch television, and the one guy won't shut the fuck up about whatever jokes he has. Like, there was a bit they did today, and I saw it, and it was... Noah went to a place, they had caramel stuffed jalapenos wrapped in bacon, and they called it the Noah Kapp, right? And then his line is, they make it for him, and his line is, I've never eaten me before. I already know what I would have said. I tried once in high school, but I couldn't get the telephone under the back of my back. Oh, I tried hard. I succeeded a little bit, but that's where my brain always went for jokes. So they would have to, the challenge in, I'm making sure these headsets, we got to really work these headsets, right? The challenge in working with me as an editor was cutting me out of the show because I would talk so fast, you couldn't find an edit point. I'd be like, I never actually ate myself. And then it would cut out way too quick because you'd hear me go, but once in high school. So I thought we'd watch a little bit of Carnival Eats. By the way, once again, the host is fantastic. I'm not shitting on Noah Kapp, and I implore you to watch this show. The producers is where I have an issue. And number one is the premise of the show, okay? It's a show that highlights Carnival Eats. It's not entirely applicable to everyday life. Very few times do I schedule a lunch meeting, and I go, well, there's a carnival about an hour outside the city. Do you guys want to go have lunch at the carnival? I saw this great stuffed avocado.
Deep-fried Twinkie.
They don't even do. By the way, the food is fucking phenomenal. The food is phenomenal, but it's made by people that aren't chefs. It's made by people that are legit carnies. People who live carnies. They're legit carnies. So they spend a life on the road. They're never in the same place twice. They're carnies. They don't want you to get their plates and run their plates because they've got fucking warrants and whatnot. They're carnies. They're carny folk. Never at the same fair are you getting the same fucking fare. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're never getting the same food at the same fair twice because these guys are, they're drifters.
They're meth people.
Not meth people. Not meth people. And by the way, producers of Carnival Eats. And once again, I do not hate the show. I do not hate the host. I love the show. I'm obsessed with the show. What drives me nuts is like a tad bit of lazy production, like a tad bit of lazy producer. It's a cut and paste, fill the clipboard, get the shots, let's get in and out, let's just do our job.
It's kind of the easy way out.
It's the easy way out, and sometimes I'm just like, but I gotta be honest with you, Noah Kapp saves the show. He saves the show. He saves the show on my part because as a host, he does stuff that I feel like he's winking at me like, can you believe they made me say this? Like, I feel like sometimes his catchy one-liners are a wink to me like, Bert, only you enjoy how fucking brilliant what I'm doing is. Only you will get the nuance, the layered comedy that I'm delivering on this fucking screen. No one's getting it but you. It's going by every fucking person who watches this show and is a fan that isn't me doesn't get how brilliant this show is.
He's breaking the fourth wall just for
you. I'll point out, I'm going to break down not an entire episode unless I fucking feel like it because I might. Because I could break down an entire episode of this show. We're watching it on...
Okay. It's really good.
I'm going to eat this for the rest of the day.
It's terrific.
Funnel cake. Burrito.
It has everything.
I got to eat it!
Okay. It's a little blurry. I apologize. I think this is the best version I can get. I'm already starting to get excited. Can you hear it okay? Okay, I'm going to start with a host read, okay? Host reads are, I'm Bert Kreischer, and I'm here in Cedar Point to do the Fearsome Foursome Challenge. That's where I ride four of their biggest, baddest roller. A good host read, they won't cut in between. All right? You'll do the whole host read to camera. Sometimes they'll cut in between just to keep your attention there, but your hands are up. And your energy's up, and you talk a little bit like a professional wrestler. No one actually talks the way you're about to talk. And Noah does it so fucking good. Watch this.
I'm Noah Kapp.
Oh, hands right up. Hands right up. By the way, I have not seen this episode. Hands right up. Bam. I'm Noah Kapp. Oh, he's playing to my heart. I feel like he's made this for me.
A special episode of Carnival Eats. Today, we're in Roswell, New Mexico, home of the UFO Festival. It was 70 years ago when an unidentified flying...
Dude, the way he banged out 70, it was 70 years ago. By the way, he's not doing this in a VO booth. He's doing this on the fucking fly. This is him doing a read to camera, fucking 100 people watching, and he's dropping gems like that that they had to pick up in post for me. It was 70 years ago.
Jet crashed here, creating one of America's most enduring mysteries. Now, we're here to sample the other worldly treats our vendors have created.
Can I tell you what he does so good? So good. Is he does his whole host read, right? This is one take. It sounds like one take for me. A walk and talk. He's talking to camera. Camera's walking beside him. What he does so good, and I have not seen this episode, but he always ends segments. He lets you know they're over. Great comedians do it. They let you know this joke is over so you can applaud. He lets you know it over. He'll do this read, and I haven't seen it, but if he doesn't, it'll happen. I'll point out later, but he ends it with a joke. He ends it with a joke. I'm in Roswell, New Mexico. 70 years ago, aliens landed in here and this place got put on the map. Well, I'm here at this and we're going to try some of the greatest food they've got to eat. And then he's going to be like, I hope I don't get abducted. That's that.
So, take me to your leader.
This silence is me. My dick is getting hard right now. That is fucking... By the way, I don't know if you noticed. I'm going to point this out. In that walk and talk, he was walking to that one place to get to that one thing. I would like to see the full... Editor, you fucked this up for me. I understand that you cut it fast so your paid people are going to change the channel. But he walked up to that fucking... That Martian. Take me to your leader.
Creating one of America's...
He walked right up to that Martian.
Mysteries. Now, we're here to sample the other worldly treats our vendors have created.
Worldly treats.
Take me to your leader. Maddox has been passionate about food since he was a...
Okay, so as an expert of Carnival Eats, I'll tell you right now, I'm already a fan of this guy, and I'm thinking this guy isn't at a carnival, he's at a festival. That's another thing you producers try to slide by on me. Don't think I don't know what carnival food is versus festival food. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like they'll have the Lobster Fest in Maine, and that food is phenomenal. Very different than the one-year carnival that hits Portland, Maine. That food is fucking trash. Mm-hmm. But they slide in these legit fucking chefs that aren't at, they don't tell you what festival they're at. They just say, we're in Roswell, New Mexico. And they just hit it up whenever they got a food festival. Bang, check it out. I bet this guy, I'm seeing catering on the side of his truck. So I have a feeling we're going to get some high-end food, followed by some low-end food, followed by something everyone wants. I know this show inside and out.
When he started entering barbecue competitions with his dad.
Well, he has a potato peeler inside his truck, and he enters barbecue competitions with his dad. That means he is legit. This guy is a chef.
Now, folks in New Mexico can't get enough of his delicious menu. He's cooking something extra terrestrial.
They're not even at a carnival for this one, just so you know. There's no carnival.
For the UFO festival.
The fuck
it's
is this?
The alien egg.
Have you had an alien egg before?
Okay. I may be wrong about this. I see the tents in the back, but that doesn't mean that they haven't bought some alien eggs, planted them in there. The number one thing you have to do as a producer of reality television is be very comfortable lying. Am I going to do the entire episode about Carnival Eats?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to get off this. Let's just do the alien egg and we'll get out. Okay. Remember, alien egg. Ask me as a host. Tell me where you came up with the idea. Tell me what's in it. How do you cook it? Noah's going to have a few funny lines. Notice he'll have a funny line after every couple little things you're going to hear. Funny line, come back. Funny line. And if I'm not mistaken, he'll be dishonest about how it tastes. Oh, the other thing he'll do. No, because he's not like me. I would have just shit on the food. If I don't like the food, I would have shit on the food. Another thing he'll do that's really good is, and this is where I feel like he's making love to me through the television, is he describes the food, but he's not a chef, so he simply describes it as if a child is describing it. These French fries, you can feel the crisp on the outside, but the mushiness on the inside, the tenderness on the inside, and the salt's flaked all over it. You know what I mean? Like there's no, you're just explaining food. These onion crisps, you got the crisp of the onion on the outside and the tenderness of the onion on the inside. It's just describing food 101. It's not like a chef's insight because he's at a fucking carnival, okay? Here we go.
A guy eating.
It's just a guy eating. By the way, I did the same fucking shit where you go, oh my God, this cheese sandwich was crisp on the outside, but then you hit the and all the flavors of the cheese would just go all over your mouth and you just really, it was like a rush of intense flavors. I can do that with anything. This burger is phenomenal. The bun is what makes it. The bun is so soft. And when you bite in, you feel the crunch of the lettuce and the tenderness of the tomato with a flush of all the condiments, the mayo, the ketchup, the secret sauce, the fried onions. And then you get to the meat and you can really taste that 80-20 mix with all the seasonings they put in it. It's just making it up. It's not real. It's not like a real critic would do it. And he does it so good because he gets to the point. He doesn't hang you up on it. He doesn't lose you. Let's get back to Noah Kapp.
Oh, but that's what became the Roswell, right?
Is this very popular on your planet?
On the menu today is the alien egg. The egg itself is vegetarian.
Yes.
There is meat in this dish, though.
There is meat, but only on the side.
What is the first step to making an alien egg?
Avocado.
I love that. When he opens his arm like that, that's really, what is the first step to making an alien egg? Like, I'm so, I hope we're all sharing in this fucking.
Open this baby up. Take the pit out, and I'm going to take this avocado out.
So we've got a peeled, sliced, and pitted avocado.
We
got
to get the meat on the stove.
Misunderstood you? An actual beat.
So we're going to take and hit him.
Oh, I didn't understand that joke. Now I get it. They're putting a beet inside this avocado?
A little olive oil and some salt. We're going to roast them for about 30, 45 minutes.
So it's unlike other cooking shows. They don't really get to the heart of the ingredients because they are in a fucking truck. So he's like, a lot of times you'll get, Noah will be like, by the way, I've seen every episode. I fucking subscribe to this. This is my favorite show. And it's doing very well for the network. I think it's on cooking. It's doing very well for the network because they play it all fucking day. This is a great show. And a lot of them were shot in 2016, 2015. So they're just airing the fuck out of them. It caught wind. This guy's grilling beets and putting them, I'm assuming, inside the avocado.
We've got a batch ready to go.
We've roasted it, we've peeled it, and now I'm going to size it down and get it inside this avocado.
We're going to replace the pit of the avocado with the beet.
Get her inside, close her up.
The avocado is double dipped in egg wash and seasoned panko crumbs to give it an extra crunchy coating.
Now right into the fryer.
Just pop and drop.
350 degrees, just gonna take a few minutes. We have our house-made ribbon fries. We're gonna make our own chips. They're ready.
We're hitting it with that in-house rub.
A little salt, a little pepper.
That in-house rub, by the way. Oh, yeah, it's Lowry seasoning salt. That in-house rub, and they always do the same thing. They cut to the spices. They don't show him making it. It's paprika, cayenne, a little bit of ancho chili powder, and some salt and pepper.
So this is the base.
So we're going to take some of our house-made barbecue pinto beans, our lean mesquite brisket. We slow-smoke that for 16 hours.
They aren't going to show you slow-smoking the brisket because it's store-bought, I'm assuming.
We're gonna do our Monterey Jack roasted queso.
And this queso, where do you get this queso? Straight out of the bag? Straight out of the bag, Noah. That's what I want him to ask. By the way, I want to co-host this with him one time and be the good cop, bad cop these people with him. So where do you get this queso from? Do you make it fresh? No, they serve it in the bag where we get all our stock stuff. Let's get to the taste of this fucking disgusting fried avocado egg. This looks fucking gross.
This queso is made with a cheese blend and roasted local green chilies.
Open it up so we can see this pretty egg.
That looks like an alien egg.
Oh, I wish I could have a fucking streamline into Noah's head. That looks fucking disgusting. Whoever told you avocado and beets go well together? Whoever told you that the earthiness of an avocado was earthiness of a beet was done only better by a hot, full avocado? Have you ever eaten a full avocado? Not guacamole, a full avocado? Hey,
wouldn't it be like really mushy?
It's fucking disgusting.
It was in a deep fryer?
I'm only assuming this is one of the grossest things he's ever put in his mouth. Let's hear it. I need a joke. I need a joke right here, Noah.
First alien egg.
I know, Noah.
The sweetness and the earthiness that you get from that beef. The panko breadcrumb adds the crunch, adds that salty element. From there, it is smooth sailing in the sense of everything is creamy, soft.
To the fry section.
The beans, the brisket.
Oh, yeah. It's working, man.
Fabulous. Oh, no joke.
It has a lot of flavor.
The beets inside are like real sweet, very creamy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give this? 10. Thank goodness that they have 10 earth-like fingers.
This is joke and we're out.
Melissa loves bacon, but she knows that cookies are the most delicious before they're put in the oven.
I could do the whole fucking episode. I'm not going to. I know that if you're not hosting a TV show, that this isn't interesting to you. But if you ever wanted to host your own TV show, watch Noah Kapp. He does it masterfully. He drives the show. That's very difficult to do, to drive a show forward. And for me, and maybe it's because I've hosted so much television, I see guys who do it with ego, and they allow so much bullshit. Not Noah, man.
Is it exhausting to host a TV show like that? Like constant high energy, or do you just get kind of used to it?
I think you get used to it. I get into hosting mode where like you just go up to people and like because I used to bum rush people doing Trip Flip, uh-huh. I used to just be like, hey man, where did you get that sandwich? Like I didn't have a problem talking to strangers and I would freak friends out. They'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Let's listen to some of my hosting. You ready?
Yeah.
This is what I sounded like as a host. Now, not as good as Noah, but I should note I'm probably pretty good now, but I won't do it for a living. But this is Bert Kreischer. We shouldn't say I won't do it for a living.
What would you host right now if someone offered it to you?
Nothing.
Anything, though.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I can't think of one thing I'd want to host. Like, I wouldn't mind hosting something where I got a bunch of passive income, too. Like, if they were like, do you want to host Mega Yachts and then we'll give you a yacht? I'd be like, yeah, I'll host that. Like, you want to host... I'd host like a gadget thing where I just got all the gadgets and then also got paid. I'd host that. I'd host something where I didn't have to leave LA. I probably wouldn't host much of a travel show unless it worked with my schedule. Unless like it was like dialed into my schedule.
Well, you host a podcast. That's good enough.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that so well right now. We just watched a show from Cooking Network for the first break. All right, let's listen to my hosting. You ready? This is my first TV show I hosted on Travel Channel. The first episode ever, Bert the Conqueror.
I'm here in Sandusky, Ohio, home to Cedar Point, the number one amusement park in the world. Today, I attempt to conquer the Coaster Holy Grail.
That's done in VO. Noah did his on the street.
I have 1 hour to navigate the park and ride their four.
This is all done in VO.
I
Noah did this as a walk and talk, it should be noted.
Totally insane, 120 mile per hour, top thrill dragster.
That, did you hear that? That's his 70 miles, top thrill dragster. Like, you really put emphasis on the words. This was a great show, this pilot episode. I'm Bert Kreischer. Oh, that's the older.
Outrageous tradition.
My name's Bert Kreischer.
An insane competition.
That's a beautiful belly flop, I should add.
I'm Bert Kreischer.
Do you want to hold hands?
Okay. I've spent half my life on the road. I'm in New Hampshire. And no matter where I go, there's always that one thing that locals say I've got to try. And now I'm on a mission to do them all. Give me everything.
Okay, watch my walk and talk, okay? Watch how bad it is.
Nothing I'm gonna turn down. Throw me off your building.
I am Bert the Conqueror. Okay, here we go. You ready? I'm in Sandusky, Ohio. I'm at Cedar Point.
I am in Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, the number one amusement park in the world. This park boasts 364 acres of the biggest and baddest roller coasters anywhere.
This is a one-take read, by the way.
More of them than anywhere else on the planet.
Came from Nashville, Tennessee to the bad.
Oh, that's, by the way, a cheat. I got it. What am I doing? I'm just watching. Let's get the fuck out of this. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be a shitty episode. I suck. Do you understand that?
Whoa.
Let's get out. Carnival Eats. I have fucking a million Carnival Eats. Ooh, check out this girl's book. Her name is Captain Liz Clark. She wrote a book called Swell. I found her through Kimmy Werner, my favorite solo diver, my favorite spear fisherman, Kimmy Werner. This book looks awesome. I'm going to let her... her book's out now. It's called Swell. This is the teaser for it, the trailer. Patagonia is releasing the book. This just looks badass. I guess that's going to restart.
Over the years, I've found myself shaking in fear. Alone. Exhausted. I've also found myself awake in some of my wildest dreams. But I left 12 years ago. I've sailed 20,000 miles in the Pacific. My name is Liz Clark, and this is my story.
This is from the open ocean, and it fucking swells. Hence the name of the book. Her on top of the mast, climbing down. Her dropping anchor. That doesn't mean taking a shit. Her fixing an engine by herself. Her chopping a banana tree down. Her riding in the back of the huck, in the back of her truck with beautiful hair, I should add. Her talking to an old lady. Her walking by a cat. Her cutting
Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of seeing the world by sea. Thinking about it all the time actually led me to meeting a lot of the right people that helped me make the dream happen. What I found out was that the reality was a lot harder and grittier and less glamorous than I imagined.
Look at this. This scares me. We'll stop after this.
I'm short of breath and wide-eyed as it barrels towards us. I mumble unintelligible prayers, suddenly sorry for every bad thing I've ever done. I want to close my eyes and disappear. In another instant, the monster blindsides us with the swiftest, fiercest paw of wind I've ever felt. A terrifying bolt of lightning shreds through the darkness much too close. My nerves snap. I cry out desperately into the night. No one hears me. I'm horribly and painfully alone. I hang my head and cry. I cry for my fear, my powerlessness, my aloneness, and the fact that the night has only just begun.
Oh, this is her swimming under her fucking boat to cut off
when
barnacles.
When I set out on this journey, I saw the world in
this is
a
badass.
Much more narrow, ego-driven way. Being out on the ocean and all the challenges that I've been through, it actually helped me realize that I'm not alone.
This looks amazing. This is her memoir of being on the ocean by herself. It's called Swell. Her name is Liz Clark. And I mean, just from this footage that I'm watching, I want to read this book. It seems phenomenal. I'm going to need a charger. My thing is starting to die. There used to be a website, not to change subjects, Liz Clark, check out her book. There used to be a website I was obsessed with. It was called Uncrate.com. Have you ever heard of it? Uncrate.com. Fucking love this website. I haven't checked it out in a while, and I couldn't remember the name of it. So for a little while, I was like, wait, what was the name of that website? Uncrate.com? And then... And then I found it last night, and it's changed a tad bit. I wish it hadn't. It used to be cool as fuck. I found some of my favorite gear on this website. Thank you very much. Shirts. I found a lot of t-shirts. And then and I found a lot of like cool things to do. A lot of things we did on Travel Channel, I would find on Uncrate and send over to my people on our network, and they would... They would set it up. They have cool watches. They always have some really cool watches, and they're always affordable. And then yesterday I saw this watch on there. Let's see if I can find it again. This is a $24,000 solid gold Tag Heuer Carrera watch. And I was like, hey, Uncrate, I don't know who paid you to put that up there, but take it down. No one's going to spend $20,000 online on a watch. Like, hey, I didn't know that was out there. Maybe I should get myself one of these. And so the website's kind of jumped the shark, I guess. But check it out, uncrate.com. If you're into, like, they've got gear, style, tech, cars. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're a car guy, it's cool to look at cars. That's not bad. Shelter. That they have, like, hotels that are really cool, like, out of the way. If you have money and you're looking for interesting things, we found a lot of shelter on this. Vices, I think that's booze. And body, I think that's, yeah, it's always booze. Vices, they have good fucking... Like this Bacardi Gran Limitada rum. Their beers are pretty fucking legit. They hook you up with great beer clubs. It's called Uncrate.com. Check them out. I just couldn't remember the name forever, and I've been wanting to talk about them because they were my go-to site. So Uncrate.com. Jerry Seinfeld does not believe Roseanne Barr should have gotten fired. Did you hear that?
No.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. I love Jerry Seinfeld. You know, you forget he's an anti-establishment comedian. He is a guy who wants to buck the system. He didn't set up to do his own fucking thing. Or he didn't set up to do what you wanted him to do. He wanted to do his own thing. He made a fucking sitcom about nothing. I love you, Jerry Seinfeld. If I have ever talked shit on you in the past, and I have on accident, I was drunk and I was a fucking idiot. But man, he's a fucking badass. He is a fucking badass. And I've always been a fan of his. I don't think there's a lot of comics that aren't a fan of his, you know? Like, he is a legit comedian's comedian. I think we all love him. I was talking to, but he said, this is what he said. I didn't see why it was necessary to fire her, Seinfeld told Entertainment Tonight. The fact that he says that is such balls. Do you realize how volatile that statement is? You have to be one side or the other these days. And there are people, and by the way, this is what I want to share in this. There are people who are not afraid to throw the first rock. That is my biggest, that might be my one of my sayings this year. Stay in your lane and don't throw the first rock. Let the first rock be thrown at you, then throw your rock. Do not throw the first. Once you throw the first rock, the internet senses you and they go, oh, you think you got all that? We got to look up parking, patty, whatever. Why would you murder someone who's committing suicide? Yeah. By the way, they should have just let her tweet her tweet and let her show keep going and let it just fizzle out.
Yeah, but they got to kind of put their foot down after that whole Planet of the Apes thing.
I mean, yeah, they had to.
They had to, right? They're rebooting it, though, without her.
That's not going to work. As much as liberals, and I'm a liberal, but as much as these progressive liberals want their cake and eat it too, it's not going to happen. Like, the reason Roseanne was successful...
It's because of Roseanne.
Yeah. It's called Roseanne.
What's it going to be called?
Dan. Yeah, we had that. It's called Blues Brothers 2. Like, it's not going to... I mean, I love John Goodman, but...
Yeah.
Where's the conflict? Where's the conflict is this mouthy fucking broad who supports Trump. That's what connected with America. Mm-hmm. It's not Darlene. Do you think anyone ever was like, Darlene's my favorite character? No. You know who I like? The other one, Becky. Ooh, what's Donovan? What's her brother's name? Donovan?
I don't know. What do you think they're going to do? Kill her off?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just stupid. Just get rid of it. Just don't do it. Just do a sitcom with John Goodman. You already got a TV show with Becky or Darlene. She's got her own TV show. She makes money. She doesn't need the fucking money. They didn't do it because they were a family. I don't think they probably didn't even talk on set. They didn't do it because they missed each other. It just bums me out. They had this new treadmill on Treadly that it just looks good. There's no arms to it. It's the reason I bring this up. By the way, am I a shopping podcast now? I'm just showing you shit you can buy. Yep, pre-order cool. yours now. Beautifully designed, minimalist. You can put it under your desk if you have a standing desk and just walk on it. It does have a hydraulic handrail, and I think it's like $350 fucking bucks.
That's it?
I think. Pre-order yours today. Check it out. Treadly. I saw it online. I thought you guys would like it. Anthony Bourdain was in a death ritual months before his suicide. Did you hear that?
No.
Dude, let me tell you something. That's why I never did death rituals. I got offered a lot of death rituals. I got offered a lot of shit. You want to roll your bones in a sitting there with a Zulu priestess? Nope. I'm going to pass on the bones rolling. I can find your darkness. I'd rather you not.
Didn't you drink blood or something?
Well, I did drink goat's blood with the Maasai chief.
Yeah, that's kind of doing
well,
that,
I think
though.
That's just dangerous. I think that's just how you get AIDS in Africa. But Anthony Bourdain was apparently he was with his friend, Darren Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky, is that the guy that dated Jennifer? Jennifer Lawrence?
I'm not sure, but they also came out with the fact that he didn't have narcotics in his system when he died as well.
Bro, go out like a gangster. He just didn't want to be here anymore. And that breaks my heart. I want him here because I definitely don't want headlines like Ludacris weighs in on Carrie Underwood's recovery following a fall. She's very strong. Hey, Luda, I don't really give a fuck what you have to say about Carrie Underwood. I don't understand why Luda comments on that. That's the problem with celebrity. Luda should just stay in his lane and go, I don't know the bitch. Actually, I don't know why I'm doing that. Maybe they're good friends. Maybe he's working with her on a project. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot. Hey, Bert, stay in your lane and don't throw the first rock. Luda, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I just watched that one interview you did with Patrice where Patrice didn't like you and you didn't like Patrice, and I walked away jaded because Patrice was my friend. Chance the Rapper announces Special Olympic concert anniversary concert. Special Olympics anniversary concert. By the way, I did some stuff with those Special Olympics. Those guys are fucking phenomenal. I did the polar plunge with the Special Olympics.
Oh, cool.
Vince Vaughn does it every year. It's a really great. If you do, I think it happens up in like Michigan a lot. I did it in the Upper Peninsula. Check out, get together with the Special Olympics polar plunge. They raise money. They do a raffle. You hang out. You eat. You drink. It was a fucking blast. We did it for Trip Flip, and I had a phenomenal time. I don't know anything about Chance the Rapper other than he is fucking beautiful. He is such a gorgeous man. Let's break down a Chance the Rapper song, maybe. Huh? Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper. How long have we been going?
40 minutes.
I said it wasn't going to be a long one.
You say that every time.
Videos. I know I got to get it. All right, Same Drugs. Chance the Rapper. I've never heard this song in my life. Never heard a song by him. Video doesn't look like it is.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs.
Is this for real?
I get. I don't know.
This is Chance the Rapper. Have you ever heard Chance the Rapper? He's singing with a Muppet.
Is he?
Dude, this is fucking.
No more, cause she don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you've aged? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Wendy got old. I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more.
Oh my God.
Where did you go?
He's rapping to a puppet. This is I'm not sure if I love this or think it's hilarious.
Keep going. Keep
Either
going.
Way, I'm into it.
Why did you stay?
You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful.
It's a fucking Muppet singing.
Don't wait up. I was too late. I was too late.
Oh, I loved. Okay, I love Chance the Rapper. I love Chance the Rapper. This is fucking brilliant. This is awesome.
Of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect.
God.
And I was only practice. Don't you miss the days. Stranger, don't you miss the days. Don't you miss
the days. The puppet's shaking as it sings the hey. The puppet's hey, we don't do drugs. That's going to be stuck in my head. We don't do the same drugs no more. I don't know how to do that.
We don't do the same drugs no more.
We don't do this.
We don't do the same drugs.
Do the same drugs no more.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs.
I fucking love Chance the Rapper. I love Chance the Rapper. He is might be my one of my favorite rappers. Hey, did you hear Childish Gambino stole that song?
Oh, yeah. I listened
That's what
to
they
it.
Said. That's what they said.
From a song from 2016.
Yeah, let's see if I can find that. That's what they said. Pete Davidson's all over the fucking news. Holy shit. I got to listen to some Ariana Grande. Tiffany Haddish... didn't Drake bailed on a date that cost Tiffany Haddish $100,000? She don't do the same drugs no more. She don't do the same drugs. She don't do the same drugs no more. She don't do the same drugs no more. She don't do the same drugs no more.
Is that what happened?
Oh my God. I fucking love Chance the Rapper. You just watch someone get turned onto a rapper. I listened to the two songs. Oh my God. Did you see Seth Rogen exploded on Paul Ryan. I don't even know who Paul Ryan is. Do you see this?
Mm-hmm. He would.
Whitest people, and so they asked to take a picture with me.
Seth Ryan's kids went up to Seth Rogen. Seth Ryan, Paul Ryan. By the way, this may be more effective if I knew anything about Paul Ryan. What are you doing?
I'm just. Waiting to tell you the name of the song that Childish Gambino stole, but I'm a little behind.
Okay, I'm
what
gonna
are you talking about.
Well, I like Seth Rogen, and I don't want to shit on Seth Rogen, so let's get out of this clip. I like Seth Rogen a lot, but I would never. I don't have the same balls he apparently said. I'll just let him tell it, and then I like
maybe
Seth
like
Rogen
16,
though.
17, and
fans.
Paul Ryan's sons wanted to get a picture with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen did it, and then they go, our dad wants to get a picture with you, and he turned around and it's fucking Paul Ryan. I don't know what Paul Ryan did, but apparently he's ruining the country. That's what Seth Rogen was saying. I don't know what. I don't even know who the fuck he is. And I'm 45, and I am paying taxes, and I vote, and I don't know who Paul Ryan is.
Fans, very nice fans, clearly fans of mine. And then they said, our dad wants to meet you. And I turned around, and Paul Ryan was walking towards me.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
Well, I didn't. My whole body puckered, as it were. I tensed up. And I didn't know what to do. And he came over, just grabbed my hand, and I'm just like, I'm shaking his hand. I don't know what to do. And he said, can I have a picture with you?
Kind of weird for a grown man to ask a picture with a celebrity. It's kind of fucked up.
Seth Rogen,
though. Oh, I don't give a fuck. If my dad ever asked for a picture with Seth Rogen, I'd be like, Dad, stop.
He's Speaker of the House, by the way. So ooh. he's like Trump's main man.
Whip?
What?
Whip?
What's that?
He's the, yep.
Oh, okay.
And I look over and his kids are standing right there, expectantly, clearly fans of mine. And I said, no way, man. I couldn't stop, and I said, furthermore, I hate what you're doing to the country at this moment, and I count the days till you no longer have one iota of the power that you currently have.
And- Here's what's weird about that is that you do have the right to say that to a public official. I don't have the balls to do that. I would never say that. Even if Trump came up to me, he's like, hey man, can I get a picture with you? Take your shirt off and lick your nipple. I'd be like, yeah, sure thing, Prez. You got to give it up for Seth Rogen standing up for what he believes in. I'm not that guy.
That takes some balls.
Especially in front of the man's sons.
Balls.
Balls. Childish Gambino.
American Pharoah by Jace Harley.
So let's hear this guy's song first. You be the judge. Have you listened?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. I've not listened. I've kind of listened, but I didn't listen to both. I just was like, I kind of remember it sounding like that. Mm-hmm. This is American Pharoah.
This is American Pharoah. Dumb.
Yeah. Automatically, it sounds like a Mos Def track. I'm just putting that out there right now. Broke all my chains. Money's my language, but I'm nobody's slave. Open my eyes, see the crabs in the barrel. Cause I'm on the rise, an American Pharoah. I'm young and I'm black in America. They try to attack and embarrass us. Y'all don't want your daughters to marry us, but they let us dick, so I tear it up. Got a wedded and mariners. Half of society scared of us. My nigga, I'm young with no barriers. So if you owe me money, just police killed my best friend, they shot him dead. I do not forgive, I do not forget. My life is a cliff and I'm by the ledge. And in less than a moment, a lot is said. But if you don't know me, do not allege. The thoughts in my head, you cannot arrest. I see that as a promise and not a threat. I don't answer my phone if it's not a check. I'm on plus, your money on minus. No love for the righteous, just call me your highness. I like the song.
Yeah, it's a great track.
Actually, I like the song a lot.
So play This Is
America. I like Childish Gambino's song, too.
So play This Is America now.
Here we go. By the way, big Donald Glover fan over here. Almost as big as...
What's that? It's the intro.
Different intro, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound at all...
Just, yeah, okay. Forward to like the verses is what they're talking about.
All right. After he shoots a guy in the head.
Right.
Yeah, this is totally different. Totally, totally different. Not seeing a resemblance at all. I might start wearing 2 chains. What if 2 chains was like, because he's wearing 2 chains in the video, what if 2 chains like, that's my fucking thing. Here we go. And the beat drops. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. I don't see the connection right now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. Hey, I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Nah. I don't see it.
I mean, the melody is pretty close, and it's kind of in the same key. This is America.
I like both the yeah. songs. I don't see it.
They're cool. It's just, you know how they were talking about, it's not what you sing, it's how you sing.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds similar. It's got kind of the same feel, but other than that,
I don't see the correlation.
I don't think they would.
I think you're in the clear, Donald. Seems like a weird name to say.
Childish.
You see Jamie Foxx apparently... pulled him out. Let's see. I think that's it. I think that's all we got today. Ambulance takes Heather Locklear to the overdose thing.
To the overdose thing?
Let's go out on a Chance the Rapper song. I fucking love this guy. Overdose. Let's see what his biggest song on YouTube is. Chance the Rapper. I like him. And jack off this week. We have no porn. Sorry, guys. Chance the Rapper, he's probably in some. Is he I'm coming. My wife's coming in to tell me we're eating. Chance the Rapper. Here we go. Chance the Rapper. Same drugs, 28 million views. Oh, Chance the Rapper featuring 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne? Okay, I think I like this. By the way, I must have watched this at some point. I must have watched this because there was a red bar on it. We're going out on Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne. I hope you guys have a great week. He is a hooky motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is that DJ Khaled? I don't talk into my money enough.
Fuck you thought it was.
Never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
I like Chance the Rapper. I can't believe I've never heard of this guy. I've heard the name, but I've never listened to any of his music. I like his energy. I wonder if he's balding. The fuck has Lil Wayne done to his face? He is covered in tattoos. Holy shit.
He's only 25.
I think you grow into those.
Peter Pablo, take your shirt off, wave around your head like a helicopter. I ain't putting no weed in the blunt. All you do is smoke tobacco. Where the hell you get doom from?
You get that line, Peter Pablo, wave your head around the hat like a helicopter.
Yeah.
You know that Peter Pablo song?
Nope.
Peter Pablo? Hold on 1 second. I apologize to break down rap for you guys. I know that you guys love this when I do this. Watch this. You're going to fucking shit your pants. This is one of the best songs in hip hop. Peter Pablo. Petey Pablo. I think it's Freak-a-Leak.
Oh, yeah. Freak-a-Leak.
Raise up. Peter Pablo. You ready? Tell me you don't love this song. Oh, come on. My buddy almost got a DUI to this song. We were driving through Clearwater Beach, listening to this song, and we were just in the car waving our shirts around our head.
Who am I? Petey Pub, motherfucker. First put you down for North Carolina, guess what? What? Been worth, I'm a superstar. Bought me a big old car, 4.6.
Oh shit. Sorry, Chance, you're not this good.
But it ain't about that. It's about getting what you get in that juvenile back here. Big fella, half of me in Carolina, I'm tired of y'all. Hope, Blaine, Marsden, Hope, Green County, Hillary, damn, transfer, Santa Red.
I don't mind. I'm still dancing. I don't mind you shouting out some directions to different counties.
Here, Green over here, Pasadena, down on Odom East, Johnson County, Frankenburg, on Newport, Warren, Shelby, Kingdom.
He just is a Thomas guide. Like, he's just rattling it. Petey Pablo is the Garmin of rap. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Is he yelling off every county in... Hold on. Let's get back and listen to Petey Pablo's rapping off every county in North Carolina.
Who am I?
Petey Pop, motherfucker.
First put you down for North Carolina, guess what? What? Been worth it. I'm a superstar.
Got me a big old car.
4.6. Black with the balls on the front and the back, and got a button in the middle, make the truck go. But it ain't about that. It's about getting what you're getting and giving old back here. Big fella, half of me in Carolina, I'm tired together. Hope, Mars and Hope, Green County, Hillary, damn, transfer, Santa Red, Brown's over here, Green's over here, Pasadena, down on, Odom, East, left the day. Johnson County, Frankenburg, on Newport, Warren, Shelby, Kingsville, and all my doing night behind the wall. This right here, right here, right here is
my. He named every fucking county. Fuck yeah, Petey Pablo. Whip it around your head, whip it like a helicopter. North Carolina. Eating pork rinds.
You remember them days, y'all. We used to play, y'all, the radio and put our own partner song, y'all. We used to
rip our city,
running through the school hall just before our basketball pet rally jumped on. My house, my home, my hood, my brother, my sister, my cub. My they were there from the beginning, been with me before I even knew what being with me was. Don't just glance at it, never got y'all staring at it. But it's been the same old North Carolina's been. Y'all, this getting it? Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? Oh, you thought we said we were coming with a whole lot of something we were bush?
I bet this was fun as fuck to see live.
Man, I had to do it just in case you were one of the ones that want to come and ask something stupid.
What you think you're doing?
What it look like putting it down for my on the south side? North Carolina, South Carolina, and I'm a little bit of heaven, look hit town. We're about to hit y'all ass, this ain't nothing but a TD blast. What we got coming at ya? Slamming, classic,
go for this.
What's after platinum?
Maybe you'll walk the ball.
And I don't mean to scare y'all, but I'm about to bring it home. Blow these melody, heal these beans, and is he out the wild? Hold up, how's the feeling? Look at my little daddy, real. Tell him, I told ya.
Petey Pablo.
It's like a helicopter, North Carolina. This one's for you, This one's for who? Us. North Carolina.
Take your shirt off.
Twist it around your head like a helicopter.
Oh, guess who produced this? Baby girl. The one from DPA.
Who produced it?
Wait, can I? I'm so sorry that I have to do this. The podcast is over, everybody. It's technically over unless you're still listening, in which case, it's not over. This might be the best song ever in hip hop. Produced by the same man.
Dirty South.
Uh-huh.
Can y'all really feel me?
Do you hear this is? West Coast, feel me.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
Can y'all really feel me?
Baby girl.
West Coast,
feel me. Uh-huh.
West Coast,
feel me. Can you feel us?
Dirty South. Dirty, Timbaland.
Dirty.
Can y'all really feel me?
Feel it.
East Coast.
Say what?
Aaliyah. This came out when I first moved to New York, and I used to sing this song on stage whenever there were black chicks in the front row.
I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky.
But you are my prey.
Pray.
Boy, I promise you, if we keep bumping heads, I know that one of these days we gon' hook it up while we talk on the phone. But see, I don't know if that's good. I've been holding back this secret from you. I probably shouldn't tell it.
What are we gonna do?
Everyone sleep. I'll be
be waiting there with my tricks, my looks, my
I used to do this on stage. I could do the whole song.
If you can't wait,
well, that would be weak.
Oh, boy. See, I'm trusting you with my heart, my soul. I probably shouldn't let you go.
If I let this go.
Here's the best part of this song. Timbaland comes in.
She was married to R. Kelly. Can you believe that? Is it my go? Is it your go? Say yes or say no.
Here we go. Timbaland. I won't rap over it.
Baby girl. I'm the man from the big B.A. What you gonna play around my way? Uh-huh. And listen to what I gotta say. Uh-huh. Timbaland. Don't you know I am the man? Uh-huh. Rock shows here to Jen Japan. Have people shaking my hand. Baby girl, better known as Ali. Give me goosebumps and high feet. Make it play haters believe. Don't you know? Gotta tell somebody.
Cause I really need somebody. Uh-huh. Tell me you're that somebody. If I let this go.
I used to be able to. I'm getting chill bumps. This is, I have no material.
Are you responsible?
Is it your go? Right now I'm naughty.
Listen to the baby in the background.
Body.
Huh? Let me get the baby. Listen.
Huh? Anybody. Is it my go? Is it your go? Right now I'm naughty. Say yes or say no. Tell me you're somebody. Tell me you're that somebody. Are you that somebody?
That baby's 20 now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Open Tabs. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'm in Pittsburgh this week at the Bynum. Roy Scoville, myself, Brad Williams, Sarah Tiana, Dave. Oh, who's else is there? I thought Dave Williamson. Nope. That's it. I hope you have a great week. Be safe. If you're fat, lose weight. You know what I'm talking about. I love you.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.